Stop recording.
Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. So the item that we have in stock today, I'm actually super excited about. This is one of my new favorite items. This is an all-in-one charging stand. Now, we've had some of these in the past similar to this, but not exactly like this. And when I say all-in-one, I mean this will charge your iPhone, your AirPods, and your Apple Watch all at one time on one stand. Now, the ones that we've had in the past have been nice, but in my opinion, this is the best one yet. And there's a couple of simple reasons for that. So I'll get into that in a minute. First of all, this is going to have an acrylic base. It's going to be about 7 inches wide and about 4 inches from front to back and about an inch thick. Now, it does have 4 rubber feet on the bottom, so it's not going to slide or scratch your surface, whatever you have it on. This also on the left side toward the back. If you're looking at the base from the front, on the left side toward the back is an aluminum bar coming out of the base, and that is going about 7 inches in the air. And on the end of that is a MagSafe certified wireless charging pad. Now, this is going to be for people using an iPhone 12 or newer. So iPhone 12, iPhone 13, iPhone 14, any of those models, and any models in the future, unless Apple just pulls something completely crazy and takes away MagSafe, which I doubt they will. So iPhone 12, 13, 14, and pretty much any iPhones in the future, I'm guessing. This has a round MagSafe charging pad on it, but the actual pad, the back of the pad is square. So it's got a square shape, and then the wireless round MagSafe is in the middle. But what this gives you that I have never seen on any other stand, I've seen this on a few wireless charging pads before, but it's never worked very well. But I will tell you, this one works amazing. But this has a built-in fan, so this is going to keep your iPhone super cool while it's charging. And so what that does is when electronics heat up, they won't charge as fast because they're so warm. The technology is if you keep it cool, it can charge as fast as it can charge because it's cool and it doesn't have to worry about the components overheating. So when you have something that doesn't cool your device, but your device does heat up, the charging is going to slow down a little because it doesn't want to overheat the internals. This has an awesome fan. You can feel it. I've been using this for a while now, for several weeks. You can take your phone off. It's completely cool to the touch. You can feel the fan blowing on it while it's charging. It is so cool. And the fan will only go on or only come on when your phone is actually on there charging. So the fan's not just going to be blowing all the time. It literally goes on when it's charging and turns off the minute you take your phone off this. Now, the magnet on this is super strong, of course, so you can put your phone on it via landscape mode. You can put it on it via portrait mode, and your phone is not going anywhere. Now, I have a 13 mini. It does have MagSafe built into it, and I've actually used this when I had a case that didn't have MagSafe, but still the magnet on this is so strong, I was able to put my phone on it. Even though the case didn't have MagSafe, it was still able to hold it because the magnet's so strong. So you don't necessarily have to have MagSafe built into your case in order to use this, as long as you have MagSafe on your phone, of course. But I will tell you, the magnet is a lot stronger if you have a case that has built-in MagSafe and so forth. It's a lot stronger connection. But I use cases, several different cases that don't have MagSafe, and I'm able to put my phone on there and it holds up there just fine. What I normally do in that case is I will tilt the pad actually allows you to tilt the charging pad, swivel it up or down to tilt it for a different angle. So what I'll do is, if I'm charging this with a case that doesn't have built-in MagSafe, I will tilt this all the way up, and then I'll lay my phone on top of it. So it's almost like it doesn't, you know, it's not trying to put so much friction on it if it's just sitting vertical. I will tilt it so it's basically almost horizontal, and then my phone lays on it, and then it stays on just fine. Of course, you can have it vertical, and your phone will probably still stay on it if you don't have MagSafe built into your case. But just for safety purposes, I tilt it all the way up so it's almost horizontal. And then, of course, if I'm using a case that has built-in MagSafe, then I don't care which way it's tilted. It's going to be a solid, solid connection. So that is a super awesome feature that, in my opinion, definitely trumps any of the other stands that we have. Even the really expensive ones you can get at the Apple Store, they do not have the built-in cooling technology. So that is a super, super big plus. Now, right in front of that metal bar that's going up to hold your phone is a spot for a pair of AirPods. Now, this is what's really cool. This supports any AirPods with a wireless charging case. This is another thing that I have not found on any other stands. The fact that, not the fact that it charges wirelessly, but the fact that there is a little magnet in there, and it will actually pull your AirPods case exactly to the right spot it needs to be in order to charge. I've had cases, stands before that had the built-in charging for your AirPods, but sometimes you didn't know if you were getting the AirPods in the right spot, because, of course, if you're visually impaired like I am, you can't see the light comes on when you get the AirPods in the right spot. And so sometimes I would think that the AirPods were charging when they weren't, when they actually weren't. So this actually has a little magnet that pulls your AirPod case right to the spot that it needs to be at to charge. And then that way you know for sure that your AirPods case is wirelessly charging. So that, again, is another feature that I haven't seen on any other stands. So again, you know, extra points for this stand, big time. And for somebody that's visually impaired, I think that that's a big, big, huge thing. Now, this also has what's called a dark mode. Now, most of us aren't going to care about this, but at night, there is a button on the top of this base toward the 6 o'clock position. If you press that button once, it turns off the lights on this station, this charging station, and so it wouldn't interrupt you while you're sleeping. Of course, if you have a spouse that has vision, then they might appreciate the dark mode. But just know this, if this stand is in dark mode, it will not charge it will not support fast charge, it will turn off the fan, so it will not do the cooling, and so forth. But I'll tell you, that's actually a benefit to somebody that's visually impaired, because you might be saying to yourself, well, how am I supposed to know if this is in dark mode or not? Because I might have accidentally pressed the button and I can't see that the lights are off or whatever. Well, the cool thing is the fan doesn't come on when it's in dark mode. So if you put your phone on the MagSafe certified pad and the fan doesn't come on, well, you know that you've accidentally pressed the button and you accidentally put it in dark mode. So the minute you press the button again, just a simple little click button, the minute you click that button again, then the fan will come back on, and now you'll know it will do the cooling and the fast charging. So just know it will not do fast charging and it will not do the fan while it's in dark mode. Press that button one time to put it in dark mode. Press it again to take it out of dark mode. The minute you take it out of dark mode, if you put your phone on there, the fan will come back on and it will start doing the quick charging and fast charging again. And like I mentioned, this is MagSafe certified, so this is going to charge your phone super, super fast. And it really does. It charges your phone wirelessly very, very quickly. But like I said, if it's in dark mode, it won't do that fast charge, and it also won't do the fan. And then finally, on the right side of this base, toward the middle of it, you have another metal bar coming up, and this is a place where your Apple Watch can go. Now, they do not include the Apple Watch charger. The other parts of this is a single cable that plugs into the back of the stand. It's a proprietary cable that they give you. It's a barrel cable. Plug that in, and that's going to provide power to your phone, and that's going to provide power to the wireless charging for the AirPods. However, it does not there is not a Apple Watch charging puck that's built into this base. So what they do is they tell you that you need to use your own cable that you got with your Apple Watch. Now, I understand why they do this. I mean, I know you're probably saying, well, why didn't they just, you know, build in the Apple wireless charging thing, whatever. But I know why they do this, because I have experienced this in the past. There are some Apple chargers out there that are built in to these types of, you know, stands and stations and stuff like that. And for whatever reason, they do not work and they're not compatible with older model Apple Watches. So you've got this Apple Watch charging, you know, stand or whatever that won't charge your Apple Watch because you might have an older model Apple Watch, or maybe even you have a newer model Apple Watch and they don't support that. Maybe they just support older models. This way, when they're telling you that you use your own cable, that way you know for sure that it's going to charge your Apple Watch and you're not going to have any compatibility issues. The cool thing is, though, is the way they store your cable in the bottom, and I'll get to that here in a second, but also they allow you to use a USB to Apple Watch charging cable or even the newest USB-C to Apple Watch charging. You can use either one. So what they give you is this rubber square looking piece that your Apple Watch puck sticks up into, and because it's rubber, it holds it in place, and then you run the cable down the side of the inside of the metal bar and then down to the base of the Apple Watch or the charging stand. But the rubber holds the Apple Watch puck in place, and then you can just put your Apple Watch on there. You could put it on there via nightstand mode. You could put it on portrait mode. You can put your Apple Watch on here, whether you have a band that is a single piece band or one that's a double piece band, like one that has, you know, one piece coming out one side of the Apple Watch and the other piece, and then it buckles together. Or maybe you have a single piece band like the braided nylon or the solo loop or the solo braided nylon cable or that kind of a thing. So you can use your watch any way you want on this Apple Watch charger once you get your Apple Watch cable put on there. All right, so I'm going to show you the cool thing. Now flip this over to the bottom so you're looking at the base, and flip it over so you're looking where the back of the base is going to be, where the cable plugs into the back of the base. That's going to be at 12 o'clock. So orient yourself looking at the bottom of the stand where the cable plug, the cable port is at 12 o'clock. So once you orient yourself to that, you think in yourself, okay, how do I get my Apple Watch cable up into that little Apple Watch charger stand? Well, took me a little bit, but I figured it out. So what you have to do is you go over to the top left corner of the base. There is a slot there that you can get your finger under. If you feel on the other corners, they don't have that slot. So once you find that slot on the top left corner, so locate the cable port at 12 o'clock, run your finger all the way over to the left, and the very corner, top left corner, you'll feel a slot. Take your finger and pull straight up on it. Get your fingernail under there if you got fingernails. I also, if you can't get your finger under there, then grab yourself a little flat nose screwdriver or a little knife or a butter knife. So I got a knife here. I'm going to insert it under that slot and I'm going to just pry it up. Now you only have to do this one time, so don't think you're going to have to keep doing this. Just pry it up. It's going to sound like it's breaking, but it's not, I promise. Just pry it up. You hear those crackles. Let me lock my phone. Just keep pulling up and put a little muscle into it and just pull up all around the edges. Just it's a little bit tight, and then it just pops right out. So once you get it pulled up on one corner, just kind of work it around the edges, and it slides right out of these grooves. And now you've got the base off. Now, when the base is off, this is the cool part of this stand. you've got a series of channels running all around the bottom of this base. And when I say channel, I mean a little place that a cable can go. What's really cool about this is they took the Apple Watch cable that Apple gives you, and they measured it exactly. So they knew how many times this cable needed to run around the base of this, where it ends up in the very middle of the base. And when you have the bottom off the base, you'll see in the very middle, there's an opening. And in that opening, you have two ports. You have a full-size USB port, and you have a USB-C port. So here's where you can use either the newer USB-C cable for the Apple Watch that they give you with the started giving you with the Series 7 and now the Series 8, or you can use your older one that they gave you with all the other models and plug it in to the full-size standard USB port. So once you do that, every one of these little channels that this runs around, it's perfectly measured. So there's no extra cable that you have to worry about. It goes round and round through these channels, and then it ends up right in the middle where you plug it in to either the USB or the USB-C port. And that way, the complete cable is stored in the base. It's not sticking out the back. It's not extra hanging this out or hanging out here or there. It's perfectly going around. Now, if you're trying to use an aftermarket cable, it might be a little different, but they're assuming that you'll be using the cable that you got with your Apple Watch, which is that's a fair assumption. So what you're going to do is you're going to want to, I'm going to unplug mine. And I'm going to walk you guys through what to do here. Let me get mine unplugged here. Okay, now I'm going to unstretch it from all these little channels. You're going to start out by putting your Apple Watch charging puck in the charging stand. After you get the base off, put the Apple Watch charging puck into the charging stand with the concave part is going to be facing out, because that's where you're going to be putting your Apple Watch on. Then you're going to run the cable to the side. You'll see on the side of where you put the Apple Watch charging puck, there's a channel. On the side of the little rubber piece, you're going to run it over to that side and run it through that channel. And then you're going to run it down through the bottom of the base. Okay, you're going to run it. It's going to run along the side of the metal, of the inside of the metal stand for your Apple Watch charger. And then it's going to run through the hole at the bottom of the base. There's a hole that you can run your USB or your USB-C plug in there. So once you run that down through there, you're going to pull it all the way through and give it kind of a make sure that the cable's nice and taut up on top of the base where it's going into the watch charger piece. And then you're going to start out following the channels with the cable. So I'm still looking at the bottom of the base. I've just run the USB down through the hole that was going up into the Apple Watch charger stand. And now I'm going to start out, and the channel is going to start out going to the right. So I'm going to lay my cable down in that channel, push down on it so it's in there nice and tight. And I'm going to kind of pull it taut as I run it through the channels. And then it goes down. There's the other channel. It's going down, and then it's going around to the left. So I'm still running my cable through the channel. It's like a little obstacle course. And then it's going over to the left all the way, and now it's going back up again and going up to the top left corner, and now it's going back over to the right again, still going through the channel, the little cutout for the cable. Now it's going all the way over to the right side of the base, and now it's going back down again, and now it's going to the bottom right corner, and then that's going back to the left once more, and now it's curving up like a U shape, and then it's going back over to the left. It's kind of fun, actually. And it's going back over to the left corner, and now it's going back down again, and now it's this is fun. And now it's going back over to the right. We're almost to the end. And now it's running over to the middle. And it's going up. And now I have ended up in the very middle of the base. And that is where I plug in my USB plug. And that is all there is to it. How freaking cool is that? It's a very ingenious design, if you ask me. Now, mine is the standard old USB, full-size USB plug. So I will be plugging it into that. Let me get it plugged in there. Almost. It's a little bit tricky at first because you got to work in a pretty tight space. Oh, must have the plug turned over the wrong way. Okay, let me try this. And there it goes. Plugs right in. And now I'll just put the cable, make sure the cable is in the channel like it should be. And it did come out, so I'm going to tuck it back down in there. And there we go. So now it's nice and neat. No fuss, no muss. It's perfectly, all the cable is through all the channels at the bottom. And now I'm going to take the base and I'm going to put the base back on. So start out and attach it on one side and one edge and then just press down and the base will just snap back down into place. And that's all there is to it. And now it's nice and the base is back on and it's perfect. So that is all there is to it. I think it's just an ingenious design that they completely keep the cable nice and organized. And now I've got my Apple Watch charger, I've got the phone charger, and I've got the wireless charger all in one spot. And now I can just take the cable, plug it into the back, and then plug it into an outlet. So that is all there is to it, guys. This is a really cool base, really cool stand, I mean. Like I said, you know, if you have a 12, a 13, a 14 iPhone, or any newer ones coming in the future, then you can definitely use this. If you don't, then, you know, it's not going to work for you. The wireless charger for the AirPods, this will work on any pair of AirPods with the wireless charging case. So I believe they introduced the wireless charging case on the maybe the second edition AirPods. But if you have a pair of AirPods with a wireless charging case, this will work. And it will pull them right to the spot where it needs to be in order to charge. So that's really neat. And then I love the fan. It keeps the phone super cool while it's charging. It lets it fast charge. It does have the dark mode. Remember, dark mode will not charge quickly. It will not support fast charge if it's on dark mode, and it will not support the fan. So if you turn it off of dark mode, then those things will come back. But this is just a really, really cool device. The base of it, of course, is a little bit heavier because that way it's not going to tip over. And you've got everything right in a really slim, small space, and you can charge everything together at one time. So really neat. So these are brand new in the box. If you guys have any questions, you can email us. Also, just remember, this does not include the Apple Watch cable. You will have to use your own Apple Watch cable. But it's really neat the way they did that. And they do let you use the USB-C one if you're lucky enough to have one of those. So, all right. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com. And our website is harboldcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you and we'll catch you next time.